Members of the so-called Casino Super Committee spent their morning getting familiar with 17 separate amendments. The proposals range from beefing up regulatory oversight to changing the way casino proceeds would be distributed among towns and counties to allowing slot machines at any establishment that holds a liquor license. But when the committee reconvened after lunch, the first motion came quickly, and it was to kill the bill.
We may be 45 very bright people, but not one of us has a background in gaming.
That's Stratum Democrat Patricia Lovejoy. She and other critics stress that the Senate, with the governor's blessing, sent the House a flawed bill and that no amount of work would make it worth passing in haste. Here's Hanover Democrat Bernie Benn.
For me, I applaud our work, but I conclude that SB 152, if amended, would not be excellent and will not be good for the future of the state. I will therefore support the ITL motion.
But backers say casino opponents miss the point. New Hampshire needs money. A casino would provide it and jobs. Republican Frank Saporetto of Derry told colleagues he used to see gambling as unpalatable, not any longer.
Here is one way of raising revenue that does not tax the public because they are saturated in taxes. They are. But we still have a fiscal need to raise revenue. And we haven't even addressed the social costs that we're about to incur with it happening in mass. So, for me, there is no other option.
Other supporters simply stress that gambling is what the people want.
And I listened to the people in the last election, and overwhelmingly, there was support for a casino in the state. All of the polls we've seen, there's been overwhelming support for a casino in the state.
Democrat Kathy Rogers represents Concord, and alluding to her own modest upbringing, she asked committee members to think what a casino might mean to people in need of work.
My people lived in places like mobile homes and tar paper shacks or whatever you will. To my family, the jobs in this would be good jobs. They would be great jobs.
Moments later, the committee voted 23 to 22 in favor of killing the proposal. Several who opposed the bill say they voted against doing that because they felt amendments should have been considered. But the bill's staunchest backers say the real vote hasn't happened yet. Senator Lou D'Alessandro of Manchester is the casino bill's lead author.
The real game will be played on the House floor, and I hope the people of the state of New Hampshire will rise up and let people know what they think. I think that's the important thing. Let the people make the decision.
Representative Susan Almy, the Super Committee's vice chair and long a critic of gambling, says decision-making for the undecided will be watched closely.
Well, I've heard stories of being threatened with primaries, of being offered chances with various bills coming from all different sides. And I'm not sure what the members of the House who have been trying to avoid thinking about this until now are going to be doing in the next week, but I wish them luck.
One person thinking about this issue will be Governor Maggie Hassan. After the vote, Hassan told reporters that she was disappointed committee leaders didn't air amendments that might have improved the bill. But even so, she insists things are looking up.
I think momentum is growing for it, and we'll be working very hard just to hear concerns of House members as we go forward this week and make sure that we can talk with them about how those concerns are addressed.
The House could vote on the casino as soon as next week. If it fails, expect the debate to be revived during state budget negotiations. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.